Samir Khan was born in Saudi Arabia, but raised in New York City. He came to Charlotte with his family in 2004. He was in his early 20s, studying computers at CPCC. He would soon launch one of the most popular websites for al-Qaeda supporters, featuring anti-American rants and videos of suicide bombings. Until the New York Times outed Khan as the website's founder in 2007, the people who prayed alongside him at the Islamic Center of Charlotte had no idea what he was up to.
He was kind of like a loner. He didn't really have many associates, many friends. So when you would see him from time to time, he would come pray and then he would leave.
Jibril Huff is a spokesman for the Islamic Center. He asked that we meet in a public park rather than at the mosque, because Friday is the Muslim day of worship, and also because the local Muslim community has struggled to distance itself from Khan.
Yes, he lived here for a while, and you could say he was a loosely member of the Charlotte community, but he was not a product of us.
Khan told the New York Times in 2007 he developed his anti-American sentiment and fundamentalist views of Islamic Jihad while living in New York. Huff says the Charlotte community tried to set him straight.
An intervention of sorts. With his father, with a few key leaders in our community. And we met twice, and we really tried to show him what was in front of him. It was the wrong path, the wrong road. We tried to at least get him to channel his creativity, his talents, in a better, more positive direction instead of going down this road.
It didn't work. In 2009, Khan left Charlotte for Yemen. He turned up 6 months later as the editor of a new online magazine from al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Inspire is the magazine's name, and more than a half dozen issues have since come out, written in English, with colorful pictures and helpful hints for planning attacks on America. In one issue, Khan wrote about his personal path to jihad, titled, "I Am Proud to Be a Traitor to America." Khan's work with the magazine connected him to al-Qaeda and the radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, whose influence has been linked to a number of attacks, including the Fort Hood shooting. When Jibril Huff got word that Samir Khan had been killed alongside al-Awlaki in a U.S. airstrike early Friday morning, he was partly relieved. He had feared that Khan would pop up someday in connection with a terrorist attack.
That call we never got. So if there's any relief, it can be relief in that. But, you know, he was also a human being. And when someone passes away, regardless of what they did or what they thought, it's not a happy day.
Huff called Samir Khan's father as soon as he got word of the death and ended up breaking the news to him.
It's been hard for them to deal with this publicly. This is your child, and you're kind of maybe embarrassed, frustrated, a number of emotions. So they've tried to stay away from the media because they have to live here and work here. And a lot of folks in the Charlotte area may not, you know, they may think that Samir is a product of his home, his upbringing, his family. And he's not. And he went down the road and he did not listen to his parents or didn't listen to even myself, other leaders in the community who tried to intervene and correct him.
In that personal essay Khan wrote for Inspire magazine last year, he blames America for standing in the way of Islam's claim to power in the modern world. He talks about arriving in Yemen from Charlotte and riding in a car to a Mujahideen base, watching the tall mud houses and, quote, mysterious twirls of the sand dunes go by, he realized his life was about to change. "I was about to officially become a traitor of the country I grew up in for most of my life," writes Khan. "I thought about many of the possible effects it could have on my life, but whatever they were, I was ready for it." That choice ultimately led to his death at the hands of his own countrymen. Early Friday morning, the CIA and U.S. Joint Special Operations Command attacked a convoy in Yemen, killing Khan and another American, Anwar al-Awlaki. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.